Yeah, it was good work. You know, I think both sides definitely needed that.
Did you go in there determined to make a few good looks on guys to be noticed?
Not really. I'm just doing my job. As a safety, you know, they ask you to do a couple things, so that's what I try to do to the best of my ability.
How much do you enjoy that or pride yourself on the big hit? Because that's what Q said stood out to him.
You know, I pride myself on tackling. You know, if it's a big hit, it's a big hit. But, you know, the main thing is get the guy to the ground.
Jabril, free safety, strong safety, the traditional positions. In terms of what you're trying to do here, what is the difference? What does it matter to you?
Well, there's really no difference. No, I just feel like in this defense, you know, we all got to be able to play both. And that's what we're all doing. And, you know, that's as simple as that.
Is it a lot different being deep, though, considering you played linebacker in college?
No, it's not.
In terms of the depth charts that the league makes, the Browns hand out the week of a game, you're number two on the depth chart. Do you take that as it's just a matter of time and until you move up, or how do you take, at this point, being number two on the depth chart?
I'm just taking it as just being number two. Still a lot of work to be done. Still got a lot of work I need to do, a lot of things I need to improve on. You know, preseason is a great start for that. You know, I get to play against some other guys. So, you know, the ante definitely goes up. You know, I just get to show what I could do, you know, in live, full live contact, you know, without worrying about, you know, hurting one of your teammates or anything like that. So it definitely feels good, and I'm going to be getting in action.
Is playing free safety some of the time just part of Greg Williams' edict to learn two positions, or is there a possibility you can end up playing a lot of free safety?
I mean, I think everything is a possibility. So, you know, I'm just doing whatever I'm asked to do to the best of my ability.
And given your tackling ability, doesn't it stand to reason to be closer to the ball?
Man, everyone has an opinion, you know. So, like I said, I'm just doing what I'm asked to do.
As far as multitasking, is your mindset sort of like, hey, bring it on, you want me to return a kick, I'll do that. You want me to play linebacker, free safety, I mean, everything you want me to do in one game, I'm all for it.
I mean, I'm just here to help the team win. You know, doing whatever I'm asked to do to the best of my ability. That's just really been my mantra my whole life. And, you know, it's going to continue to be my mantra.
What was it like to have the ball in your hands again in front of a crowd?
It felt good. You know, been a while since had a lot of action like that, so. Definitely felt good.
Did you feel comfortable?
Always feels comfortable.
In terms of the psychological learning grind, the physical grind, everything that goes into a camp, how tough would you say this NFL training camp is?
I mean, they do a pretty good job of keeping us fresh. I think it's more of a mental thing than it is a physical thing. You know, that the days are long, you know, the hours are long, meetings are long. But you just got to stay locked in, stay focused. And, you know, it is what you make it. You know, if you dread football, then it's going to be dreadful for you. But if you love coming out here competing and getting better every day, you know, you're going to enjoy yourself.
In terms of the saturation aspect of, you know, filling up your days, does it stick with you the whole time you're back at the hotel, or do you have time to kick a little bit when you're back at the hotel?
You know, we usually get a couple hours to kick it. But, you know, we're here to play football. Right now we're in camp, so that's camp life. You know, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, Harbaugh as my coach, so, you know, it's nothing really I wasn't prepared for.
Well, what have you learned from guys like Kindred and Ibrahim, and what have you seen from them as safeties as well?
You know, just different ways to notice different things about what the offense is trying to do. Just the main thing is just go out there and just be free. Don't worry about making a mistake. And just, you know, be fearless back there.
What are your thoughts about playing against another team under the lights, stadium, and all that?
You know, it's always fun to play football. You know, the season is slowly approaching. Our first game is Thursday, you know, so we're all really excited about that under the lights. You know, I haven't played under the lights in a while, so it should be definitely fun.
What's the one thing or two things that you think you've gotten much better on since the start of camp?
No, I think I've just all around just been getting better. You know, the competition level rose, so I had had to rise with it, you know, so just everything all around.
And on the depth chart, you were listed as first at punt return and kickoff return in Michigan. Did you do both those in the same game a lot?
Well, we rarely had many kickoff return opportunities, but when we did, I was back there along with Jordan Lewis.
Your position coach has told us two or three times that you're a natural. You've always been good at everything you've done. Going back, was football always your best or your first choice of what you did?
I was the youngest out of, you know, a lot of cousins and, you know, people I consider brothers, and we all play sports. And, you know, it was all, everything was a competition. So, you know, the first sport was football, track, basketball, boxing. You know, we just did whatever we can, you know, that made us competitive. But, you know, football was always one thing that I had a knack for, you know, and then just so happens, you know, it got me scholarship to college, and you know, now I'm here, so definitely was a big part of my life, and that's why I treat the game as the way I do.
Were you a running back first?
I was a running back and a safety first, yes.
Osweiler is the guy who by far has the most experience among the quarterbacks you're practicing against. Are there things that you've seen Osweiler do that, you know, allow you to understand? I mean, you instantly know that he's a veteran by some of the stuff he does?
Man, all the guys do, you know, things well. I really can't pinpoint, you know, anything in particular. You know, they're all doing a great job, all doing a great job competing. And then, you know, we're just going to see, you know, who gets the nod come game time.
The point of him being 6'7 or 6'8, is it easier for you to see where he is at all times from a coverage standpoint?
I mean, so tall? If you're locked in, you know, it's easy to see whatever you're told the key on. You know, it doesn't matter the guy's height. You know, if you're locked in, you're locked in. You know, so that's just how we go about it. We don't care who's back there. We know what to look at. You know, we know what to read, and that we're going to do that no matter who's back there.
Did you say boxing?
Yes, sir.
How old were you when you guys do that kind of stuff?
Around 7 or 8.
Is this MMA stuff, or was it with gloves? Or?
I mean, I started doing MMA a little later. But it was just more, you know, with gloves and, you know, PAL league, things like that.
When you get kind of vicious, or was it just?
It's boxing, you know, so it gets vicious at times.
When you guys are in the defensive meeting room and you see some of the stuff that Miles does out here and he did in the scrimmage, like, what are your impressions of that?
Definitely an athletic specimen. You know, he takes his job very, very seriously. And, you know, he makes it a lot easier on, you know, us and a lot of the other guys up front. So, you know, I'm just curious to see, you know, how he does when he doesn't have to worry about not hitting the quarterback. So that should definitely be fun.
Do you have a big left hook or what?
I'm pretty well around it.
When did you stop?
I never really stopped training, but, you know, competing, I stopped around like 14 years old.